Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first.
I'm Vivek Ramaswamy. I've built multi-billion dollar businesses. I'm raising my two sons. I was the youngest person ever to run for U.S. president as a Republican. And now I'm relaunching the Truth podcast. I'm asking you to listen if you're interested in challenging yourself. I'm sick and tired of conservatives who frankly will rant the standard talking points, but aren't doing a darn thing to save this country because they're afraid of speaking what you're not supposed to say about what really happened on January 6th, about what really happened in how our money's being spent in Ukraine, about what's really going on in our government and in the media in terms you're not going to hear somewhere else. It takes courage, and you have convictions in this country? Fine. Make the sacrifice to actually speak them. That's what we're doing on The Truth. Get it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Get ready. It's not going to be what you thought it was going to be. It's going to be something that challenges you, and you're going to help challenge me. Download it, listen, subscribe today.
On this Thursday, I am thinking about betrayal and how common it has become in American life. It used to be loyalty was at the top of our value list, no longer in many cases. President Trump's niece, Mary, has written a very nasty book about the Trump family and finally admits she tried to help the New York Times destroy her uncle, the president. She should be ashamed. Instead, she'll be glorified by the anti-Trump brigades. Having written The United States of Trump, a best-selling book, I can tell you that Donald Trump idolized his older brother Fred, Mary's father. Fred Trump died young from alcoholism, and the president still grieves. In fact, he never drinks because of his brother. It is terrible that people like Mary Trump sell out family for money, but our society does not seem to see how awful betrayal is. It has almost become a national sport. If you are famous, chances are someone will get paid to knife you and will do so with glee. As far as I know, Donald Trump was never cruel to his niece Mary and certainly does not deserve her smear. But I'm sure the View program will disagree. And for a short time, Mary Trump will be celebrated, as I mentioned. But Americans know who the traitors are. Now this.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices, higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.